This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That impact gun out and get that open sign up. Six screws.
Oh yeah, half inch impact gun.
I'm glad everybody started. You started the air compressor up there delivering, David. Hey, welcome everybody to Auto World. I'm your host Mark Evans, sitting in the greasy garage studio this week, of course, in a Geo Metro seat. Ooh, this thing stinks. Radio smell-o-vision. Ooh, just imagine an old Geo Metro seat out of a junkyard. They didn't even dry it off. This thing is kind of moist. Anyway, I'm sitting in it this week. Why not? It takes each and every make and model to make Auto World happen, just like it takes each and every one of us, you, the listeners, out there to make this show happen. I'm really proud to have you joining me in the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho, each and every week from the Auto World Plaza. Here on the Genesis Communications Network, it's a treat. I'm very proud, and it's a gift each week to sit down with you to share news. Well, let's just get right to it. Auto World, what is it? Well, Auto World, folks, is an interactive, informative, all things automotive talk radio, internet, and TV program for you. Coming soon, AutoWorldMedia.com. Got a great gentleman here. He's going to be on the air with us. Going to do a little interview with him. He's got a company that I'm not going to spill the beans yet. You just have to listen up. Ken's a great guy, and he's no stranger to Auto World, and we're building a website. I'm building it exclusively for you. I'm going to be offering things to you at no cost. That's what it's all about. See, sometimes it gets to the point where you say, everything costs money. Well, not anymore here at Auto World. Not anymore. And then I promise you that's the thing that I basically made a promise to myself that I want to give you. Auto World tips, trivia, and, of course, a resource guide. That resource guide, there's a lot of things. So stay tuned for the AutoWorldMedia.com website coming to you. But there's more. There will be more on the website. And, of course, when I'm doing that, I'm going to be loading a lot of good gifts up there for you to teach you, to help you get through your auto world. I'm sure that your auto world sometimes is... See, we don't think that your whole world is around autos, automotive. You didn't know that, did you? You see, each and every one of us get in our car, we turn the key, we burn fuel, or we burn electricity, we plug it in, we charge our EV vehicle, et cetera, et cetera. And with that, I bought EV, Mark, because I don't have any maintenance to worry about. Oh, contraire there. You're going to find that, in fact, that EV car is going to have some problemas. And who's going to fix it for you? Well, that's what I'm talking about, the third hour. That guy! Well, get ready for that. That's coming up the third hour. But the second hour, oh my goodness, FWD. Here on the second hour, we're going to get to that. Those three letters, what's it stand for? And in fact, who was involved with those three letters? But first, here on Auto World, 18%. No, it's not what you owe me, but you could pay me 18%. I don't have a problem with that of your paycheck. I, you know, 18% of a dollar. Let's see, how much is that? Is that 18 cents? Yes. All right. I don't know. You don't have to pay me 18%. 18% of EVs, electric vehicles, folks, will be, that's right, global car sales will be 18%. Global car sales, I'm saying, will be 18% by the year 2030 will be all electric. That's projections, of course, and this is what they're seeing. And when I say they, these are the car manufacturers that have their eye on us, maybe both eyes on us. See, they're listening to each and every one of you going into the dealers, looking, touching, tasting, climbing into the driver's seat of the cars they have for you available right now. And also, you might not know this, but the used car dealers are also listening to you. They are. the used car dealers are listening to you, and that those reports are going in. See, how do they make their paycheck? By listening to you, finding out what you want, what you need, and where are we going? Because if they don't keep up, and I'm talking used car dealers and also the new car dealers, if they don't keep up with you and I and listening to us, what we want to do and what we want, they're not going to keep up. That's along with the mechanics also. If your mechanic, if you do you even have a mechanic? Well, that's what I'm talking about, the third hour. That guy! Okay, stay tuned for that. But 18% is what they're projecting of global car sales will be in 2030, will be EV, electric vehicles. Are you surrendering on that? I don't know. Are you? Hope not. Maybe one electric car in one stall, gas-powered in the other stall. Hey, talk about that garage. Let's get that question out of the week. I want to hear from you, your rant, your rage, your car crashes into the garage door. Yes, the garage door crashes. Have you ever hit a garage door? In the garage, backing out, or going in forward? Have you slipped your clutch and crashed the garage door because you were too close in the wintertime, your foot was wet? Was the door, you pushed the garage door button and the garage door opener only brought the garage door up only halfway and you didn't pay attention and crashed it into the roof rack? I want to hear your stories right here on Auto World. 855-660-4261. Since 1992, that number's good and still is good and always will be good. My email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We've got a little time before the first little special sauce of break. Let's go and share one of those garage door crashes with you right now. I get these emailed in, and I've got one here that just got emailed in. It's quite lengthy. Got that on the break. Kind of skipped through it, reading it, so let's go for the whole email here. He says, the family took a month-long trip out west in the family station wagon, of course. Dad had everything planned to a T, complete with the AAA maps and tour guides, estimate drive time, mileage estimates, and I'll bet he even had a stopwatch. He's got LOL here. Much of this trip included getting up ungodly hours of the morning so that we could make our time. Yuck. Getting up at 5 o'clock to be on the road at 5:30 was pure torture as a kid. Even then, as Dad always said, you can sleep in the car. Yep, scrunched up in the back seat of a car with the seat belt on, going 65 miles an hour, certainly compares favorably to a comfortable pillow and bed. Uh-huh. Anywho, at 5:30 on the first day of the trip, all the packing had been completed. The family was in the car, door slammed, car started, gear put in reverse, and we are ready to leave lovely Michigan for points west. As Dad accelerated, we heard this big, sad, crunching, groaning sound of metal. Turns out Dad had opened the garage door only part way. That was before the automatic garage door was opener. Openers were invented. So he had to go out manually and open it. Well, he opened it halfway. So he hadn't even left the darn garage yet when we had a delay. Dad spent the next half hour banging and pushing the metal door back, but trying to do it all in a soft, quiet way because, well, it was 5:30 in the morning. Just so he got in the car, got the garage door all fixed and closed it, put it back up, locked up for a month. Locked up, we got out, locked the house down for the month trip. Had the funniest looking garage door for months outside of our house, all scratched, bent up, and in fact, it scratched the car. Off we went. We made it all the way out west. Had a good time and had a great time listening to Dad talking about how he crashed the garage door to all our relatives throughout the year. From Larry. Larry, thank you for the story. Appreciate it. And that, yes, doesn't look too good, does it? And I'll do another shout out. Larry says he's listening in Tennessee. Hey, good to have you folks along in Tennessee. Take a short break. First, though, a shout out to WTNW 820 AM, Jasper and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Good to have you along. We're going to come right back with more of your garage door crash stories. I'm taking your emails. Nobody's gonna take my car.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to worry about nothing. You understand?
Yeah, I think I do.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to be justified.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why.
I come a long way since I believed in anything. And I come halfway around the world.
What are you talking about?
Well, you come from
That's what I'm talking about right there. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be with you in the Greasy Garage Studio. Each and every week, we got that trivia question. I got some great gifts for you from Wash Drops, a little Meguiar's. I got a little Mother's in there for you. And, of course, a little surprise I never really want to say to you on the air, but when you get it, you'll thank me. And I want to thank you for being here. That trivia question this week, in 1935, the world's first parking meter was installed in what city? Oklahoma City or New York? Susie from Utah, I believe, she emailed in. She said Boston, so Boston's not in there now. So in 1935, world's first parking meter was installed in what city? Oklahoma City or New York? Here in Auto World, no mask needed again. I appreciate you being here with us and having your safety glasses on. I see the gentleman in the first row's got his on and steel-toed boots. He never knows when I'm going to maybe do something crazy. Talking about crazy, what? A loan? Do you have a loan on your car? You're looking at maybe getting a loan? Well, the average loan in 2020, folks, was $21,438. Got that right down to the dollar. The average loan in 2020 on the cars out there was $21,438. That's up this year in 2020, $945 from last year, 2019. We're up $945. Yes, the price of items, cars, vehicles are going up. And, of course, the average monthly payment is $397. For you folks that don't know, I know a lot of us might not have a car payment or we're looking at maybe getting a car payment. And you now are saying, no, I don't want a car payment. It's $397. What do you get with that? Well, you get a supersized set of French fries with that. Now, do you want French fries with it? I know a lot of the car dealers are throwing in Lubwell filters for life. Yes, changing your oil for life. As long as you are still the registered owner of the car, you could get some free oil changes. But remember one thing. Doing this 40-plus years, remember one thing on that. Is that how long is your, what's your time worth? Do you want to sit in line over there, honestly, wait for everybody else? I know that Ford dealership here in the Boise, Idaho area, where I'm broadcasting from live right now, their line is huge. In fact, they had to build an additional building just to take care of all of the free lube oil filters they're giving away. So think about your time, and then think about what you get for your money. I know that I see here at the Greasy Garage a lot of the folks coming back because they have a laundry list, I call it, from the dealers that say your car needs this, this, and this. And hey, I'm not saying that the dealers are lying. I'm saying that they're just trying to help you find what you might need on your car. And then you go to your favorite guy. And the third hour, we're going to get to that guy. Yeah, that's a segment on the third hour. But right now, let's get to what? Those three letters. ECT. What's it stand for? Well, have you ever had your car not want to start? Yeah? Have you had it where it just cranked over, crank and crank and crank, and you're thinking it's a fuel pump. You're thinking, do I have gas in the fuel tank? And you look at the gas gauge in it, and you do have gas. Okay, so what's ECT? The engine coolant temperature sensor. That's what that stands for. Now, what's that have to do with starting my car? Well, just so you know that certain makes and models, and I'm going to mention this one, Audi, A-U-D-I, that brand, you know, that has the four rings that look like the Olympic rings there on the grill. Well, that one of those models, the A6, that's just one, that if the ECT, engine control, let's back the bus up here, beep, 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 ECT, engine coolant temperature sensor is bad, your Audi A6 will not start. Sometimes it will, sometimes it will not. That's what drives, you know who, the grease monkey, crazy. Because you bring it over to the shop, the mechanic, starts right up. But you just said, I was over at the house, it didn't want to start. So we scan it. Usually that code number, that fault code number is 118, roughly, on the Audis, I believe. It could be close to that on the other cars, but when we scan it, we'll find that the ECT, engine coolant temperature sensor, is not working correctly. And I could go down and talk a lot, long period of time, but sometimes what you might think, this is why I'm bringing this up, what you might think is causing your car not to start, like bad battery, dirty battery terminals, maybe the ignition key the computer chip in it, the security system's causing it not want to start, not wanting to start. Also, when you go to crank it, the starter's going grrr, 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 and you're thinking it's the starter solenoid, maybe, or the starter motor, or again, back to the battery, the dirty battery terminal. See, these are the things you want to check and look at. Yes, use your sight to see if you do need auto repair. And with that said, use a little Auto World tip. I want to shoot out there. The second hour of Auto World is sight is one of your senses. You want to use four senses. You're the best mechanic there is. You didn't know that. Your eyes, you can see that corroded up white fuzz battery terminal. Yes. Your smell. Do you smell that heater core leaking on the inside of your car right now as you're driving down the road? Does it smell sweet smelling? A lot of us might not know what antifreeze smells like. It smells sweet. It does. It really smells like you're burning maybe a little sugar in the car. That's antifreeze, folks. It's leaking in the heater core down over there on the passenger side. That's the reason why you don't have any hot air, by the way, because all there is in the heater core is an air pocket, air. So, get that heater core repaired or replaced. We don't repair them anymore. We throw them away, replace them. How about your ears? What? Yeah, like you're using right now to listen to Auto World. Did you ever hear this? God, I hope not. That's like a rod knocking in the bottom of your engine oil pan. Well, there you go. You're using your ears to hear the squeal, the knock. Had a customer here the other day that had a squeal. Again, does it ever happen when you drive it into the automotive repair shop? No. But the customer says it's got a squeal, Mark, and I don't know what it is. He was using his ears. It was an idler pulley that was squealing every so often. Yes, those idler pulleys on that serpentine belt. See, back in the day, the V-belts, the rubber V-belts that tied the alternator and the water pump, maybe the air conditioner together, were loose. Well, today we have an idler tensioner pulley that pushes against that serpentine belt, causing those squeals. But since that electric fan that you got out front at the radiator and or that clutch fan drawing in the air like a vacuum cleaner, it draws all the dirt and stuff right into the idler pulley, which dirt takes out the bearing. So you get your sight, your ears. Talk about feeling it. Fill that rubber upper hose. Hey, when we come back, what? More. That's right, more garage door crashes stories. We'll be right back, right here on Auto World. Grab some popcorn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A $908 billion coronavirus relief package will be released Monday. Lawmakers today closed in on a proposed bill that would provide about $300 a week in additional federal unemployment benefits. But another round of $1,200 payments for Americans is out for now. Lawmakers say any additional action will have to wait until after President-elect Joe Biden takes office. President Trump's personal attorney and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has tested positive for the coronavirus. Giuliani is 76 and at a higher risk for serious complications from the virus. The U.S. recorded more than 200,000 new cases on Saturday for the fourth day in a row. There have been more than 1 million new cases in the first 5 days of December. And this is day one of new restrictions in California as cases surge and ICU capacity in some hospitals has fallen below 15%. USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Everybody, welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, sitting in the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho. In the Auto World Plaza, it's a treat to be behind the microphone. I have a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, of course, each and every day, except the microphone is for the weekends for you here on Auto World for 3 hours each and every week. And with that, it's a treat again to be with you each and every week. I have a little trivia question I want to get answered. I've got an answer here on the email, but I want to throw the trivia question back out there again. Then we're going to answer that email. That trivia question for some great gifts. It's sitting in that Lincoln Continental trunk. Got the hood, the trunk lid open. It doesn't look good, so everything's getting wet as it's going to be raining and snowing here in Boise. Not too soon. Trivia question is, in 1935, the world's first parking meter was installed in what city? Oklahoma City? Or New York? So you only have two to answer from. Multiple guests, making your homework a little tougher today. And with that, let's go now to the email. And looks like Roy's listening to us in Massachusetts. Yes, shout out, Massachusetts. Shout out to WNNW 102.9 FM, Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts. Good to have you along each and every Sunday. Appreciate that. You guys are, thank you. You're all charter members now for tuning in, and it takes all of us to make this happen. I do appreciate it. And Roy answers, Oklahoma City was the first city for the 1935 for the first parking meter, and you're absolutely right. Roy, I've got some great gifts for you, and thank you for answering it. Oklahoma City. Well, It looks pretty much, that parking meter back in 1935, it looks pretty much like today's meter, just a little bit shorter. And, of course, as I said earlier, is that this today's meter is all electronic, using our plastic credit card instead of dropping coins in there. Do you like parking meters? I know downtown Boise, they're like, you know, you can't find a parking spot. Then when you do, it costs you a couple, two, three, well, more than that. Roy, thanks. Hey, email me your address that you would like me to send you some goodies, and I will send you some great trivia gifts on behalf of all our sponsors here at Auto World and myself, and keep your car clean, and more gifts to come. Why not? I'm always asking sponsors for, do you have goodies and great gifts that we can hand out to our listeners, and they do like to send them, so I do appreciate that. But the question of the week, though, let's get back to that question of the week. I want to hear, well, have you ever hit your garage door? Or, let's change it up, have you ever hit someone else's garage door? Let me share with you my experience. Back when I was first learning how to drive, I didn't have a driver's license yet, and my dad had a Dodge, I think it was a 67 Dodge half-ton pickup, four-speed clutch, of course. Oh, yeah, 318 V8, had some power, of course, and we used it for hauling firewood and all, and everything else, sand to soil aid to whatever. You know, use it as a pickup truck. So, you know, Mom and Dad, they were, going to get in trouble now if Mom's listening, that I might as well. Okay, so what did I do? A double car garage, and it was the old type garage doors that were, they weren't the metal. We had no electric garage door openers at all. It was metal, big heavy wood slats that were basically, they looked good. Dad kept them up. They were painted white and all that, but he'd pull that door up manually, of course, to get in or get out, and the doors were closed. Dad always left the truck parked out in the long driveway, so I got in that truck, and I said, I'm gonna go ahead and drive that truck in the driveway and get some experience with that clutch. Well, just so happens, as I inched forward a little bit, the truck was a little bit farther down the driveway, probably 30 feet from the garage door, brought it into the garage door, and stopped, and then, of course, put it in reverse. Well, before I put it in reverse, not to go into the garage door, oops, wrong gear, first gear, slipped on the clutch, and I launched it right into the garage door. Boy, was I in trouble. So there's my garage door crash story for each and every one of you. I want to hear from you here on Auto World about your garage door crash story. The Auto World's phone number since 1992, 855-660-4261. And or you can reach me by email at all times, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And that's good, folks. Throughout the week, I take your emails and I print them out, put them in an email bag that's to the left of me here in the Greasy Garage Studio, and we'll pull one out, and we're going to read sooner or later here on Auto World. I share your emails if you want me to, and if you do not, please just put no, don't read that out loud. But I will answer your emails at all times, okay? And that's what I promised you, to get your car questions answered throughout the week. I spend a lot of time doing it, and I do appreciate doing it because I learn also. And if I've been there, done that before with this auto repair business, the smell, the sounds, the fixing and all that, and hopefully I've maybe heard of your sound before or your question before. Even if you've got a question about, is my bill too much? Are they overcharging me? Am I getting blank? Anyway, let's do that. Let's get this thing fixed. That make sure your Auto World's doing good. Now, let's go to, it's time now here on Auto World. Well, what happened on this day in automotive history? Oh, my. Back in 1977, Chrysler debuts the FWD, front-wheel drive compacts. The first mass-produced front-wheel drive cars from the Chrysler Corporation debuted back in 1977, and you might have owned one, you might still have one. It's the subcompact Dodge Omni and Plymouth Horizon. Oh, it helped, you know what, that company save a lot of money. In fact, they became a popular alternative to an economical import at the time, when Chrysler was losing major, major money back in that day. Aside from being the first front-wheel drive cars from Chrysler, they're among the very first from any American automaker back in that day. Previous domestic front-wheel drive cars included the Cord. Yes, the Cord 810, 812 model introduced in 1936. And, of course, you all know about the Oldsmobile Toronado front-wheel drive. It's pretty heavy, little two-door lots of metal in it. It was first offered, the Oldsmobile Tornado was first offered in 1966. And then, of course, now, whoop, we can't forget about that 1967 Cadillac Eldorado. My grandma had one of those. A lot of fun to drive. Yes, I was guilty. I like to put the pedal, the go pedal, to the metal. The cars remained in production for about 11 years with a few changes. The Omni, the Plymouth Horizon, some. You ready for this number? Some 2.5 million, no, excuse me, yes, that's million, 2.5 million Omnis and Horizons left the factory by the end of their run in 1990. Wow. Do you still have one? I saw one sitting in the field the other day, out taking a little drive, and I saw that, and I went, wow, that's a Plymouth Horizon. Drove and actually fixed a lot of them, the little four doors. And then, of course, do you remember that Shelby? That Dodge Omni Shelby? I can't believe Carroll Shelby actually put his name on that thing, but they did. And, of course, as we go in time, do they go up? Are they worth value today? Do you have one? Do you know where there is one? Yes, I'm going to answer that question. Do they go up in value? Yes, they do. And they will continuously go up in value. I really wasn't a fan of them. The little four-cylinder, they had some problems, of course, and one of the problems was they started putting that Chrysler lean burn system on there. Wasn't the best, but with that said, this is how they, the manufacturers, learn to give us even better cars throughout the years, and boy, have they. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to take and wipe this butter off my hands from the popcorn. Hopefully, you're going to grab some more popcorn. Maybe a bag of M&Ms. We're going to take a little short break. We'll be right back, right here, on Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Nothing like a good sound system in your car and your truck, isn't there? Bose, Harman Kardon. Oh, yeah, good sound system. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along each and every week. Hey, I got a little email here. We were talking about the Plymouth Horizon and the Dodge Omnis and all that debuted back in this day in 1977, a couple days ago. Got an email that came in I want to share with everybody. And this is from Leslie. Let's do a shout-out first, though. She's listening to us in California in KMET, 1490 AM. Hey, good to have you along. There's our horn. Leslie, and thank you. Let's read that email from you. Oh, your first car. Yes, Leslie's first car. The first car that I was officially responsible for, insurance, gas, oil changes, general maintenance, etc., was a Plymouth Horizon. She inherited it. Right here it says she inherited it from her mom after college. Starting this car in the winter was a cold, long, horrible process, as I recall. This car also needed its carburetor replaced twice. This car was put out of its misery when I hit a car that had stopped on the expressway for a man lying in the road trying to commit suicide. Okay, Leslie, thanks for sharing that with us about that Plymouth Horizon. That's how you do it, folks. Leslie, I got some great gifts for you. If you will, just email me your address you'd like these gifts sent out to, and we'll get them out to you. And that email address again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, let's do a little housekeeping. You can always go back, folks. If you want to go back, and I know that I might have said something the first hour, the second hour, and or even previous weeks, you can go back, just Google Auto World Podcast. Auto World Podcast, you'll see me right there on the top. You don't have to search. You can go back and listen to any episode, and you'll actually see pictures of me in the Greasy Garage studio, and also in the Greasy Garage itself. So I do wish you to go on down and look at it, and email me. Let's talk. Let's figure it out. Let's figure out why and how come your Auto World is the way it is. Do I or don't I replace that battery, Mark? Good question. How about do I or do I not, in this time of year, need winter or / snow tires? Good question. Do you? Well, let's find out. Where are you at? Do I need winter tires? Here's a good question that I got earlier in the week. No name, no address except for Phoenix, Arizona. And this gentleman, his name's Alex, he's actually asked me if he's down in Phoenix, and he asked if we're down here in warm weather, Mark, versus Boise and Montana, etc. He says, do I need winter tires, as you call them? Yes, and they are called winter tires. Or that's the true name, not snow tires, but winter. There's a W actually on the side of the tire telling us that. And a mountain, that's how you tell if they're winter tires. A little mountain with a snow cap and the sunshine right there, right in the river. He asked if he needed winter tires down in the Phoenix area. Now, with that said, I want to let this a little Auto World tip that I was actually taught by the tire manufacturer Michelin. 45 degrees is the special degree, the number, 45. Just remember 45. If you're colder than 45, you want winter tires. If you're warmer, you want no winter tires, but all season. So, but with this Phoenix, Arizona town, Scottsdale, Glendale, of course, down there in the Arizona area, you're going to be getting rains. And now we want a tire that sheds the debris out of the tire. And winter tires do that. You literally save a lot of money, truthfully, folks, by getting winter tires mounted onto wheels. And then you just swap them on and off. Take your all seasons off, put the winter tire and wheels on, and off you go. But the key to a good, safe, a really, really good, safe drive, and you know, it's not about throttling up and getting going. It is, but really you want to be able to stop. Stop short. Yes. Oh, be careful there. Anyway, you just really, another tip, get some winter tires, and I do recommend, by the way, down there in Phoenix, do it. For the little bit of time that you folks get your monsoon rains and all, get some on there and you'll be safe. You'll be able to stop. Let's get back to that question of the week. I want to hear, have you ever hit a garage door? Not only your own garage door, maybe the neighbor's garage door, maybe your grandma's garage door, maybe your parents' garage door, but let's add this to it. You folks up in Seattle area, in the water, maybe in Chicago, Michigan, we got affiliates taking the Auto World stations in that area. I know that you're on the water, and some of you might even be commuting in your boat on the water, and I actually have seen, yes, garages sitting out there in the water. Of course, touching land, but a lot of you might be driving your boats to work. Have you ever put your boat into the garage door? I'd love to hear about your story. The garage door crashes here on Auto World, 855-660-4261, and or you can reach me, email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Absolutely good throughout the show, live, of course, and throughout the week. I love getting your emails throughout the week. Absolutely. That's what it's all about, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. What is Auto World again? It's an interactive, informative, all things automotive. And when I say that, that means that you can share with me at any time your rants, your raves, your problems that you've been having that you're just not, maybe you're not happy with. You know, I mean, truthfully, I don't mind listening to why did you have to replace that fuel injector? Do I need to replace that fuel injector? Here's a real quick story about a ground wire that didn't like the car. Yes, a ground wire that said, you know, I'm loose. And I've seen a lot of these ground wires loose, especially in the wintertime. Now, a lot of us are actually living in the winter, the cold climate. So when the colder it gets, does your car really know how cold it is? Well, folks, if you don't have the right battery, if the battery hasn't been replaced, how about, truthfully, it's right down to, it's just like us. We get down out there in the cold and you're standing in the cold. You can't really move fast. Your car's the same way. Absolutely. So if you don't maintain your car in antifreeze, flush, coolants, have you ever had a brake fluid flush? Can you imagine? You parked your car out there all day at work. You get in it. And how cold is it in your area? It could be maybe 30 degrees. It could be frozen, literally. The brake fluid, I've had this happen this last week with a customer. They actually said to me that the brake pedal just didn't feel right, and that's the reason they brought it in. And when they did bring it in, what did I find? When I checked the brake system, no lights were on. Now, with that also said, all of our cars today have an ABS, anti-lock brake system light, that's on the dash, and some of you might have that on right now. Why is it on? You're not really worried about it because everything feels good. Well, no, that's a warning light. That's why they call it a warning light. Let's get it scanned. Yes, not only do you have an engine light scan that can be scanned to check all the electronic components under the hood for the engine, but we also can scan your brake system, find out to make sure if the brake electronic components are working correctly. Do it. Okay? Thank you. Appreciate it. I want to make sure that your car is running and stopping. I don't want you slamming into me and or your neighbor. Appreciate you being here. Garage door, talking about garage doors going down. So here at Auto World, we're going to talk about more of your garage door crashes coming up in the third hour. And also, we're going to get to the recalls. Which one's the worst? We're going to find out. Thank you, everybody. Of course, Axelrod Alex, thanks for being here, the producer of the show. Oh, my. My PR director, Bobby Besser, thank you. My seat cushion, she keeps my seat cushion warm before I sit down. Seat cushion, Susie, thank you. Of course, my chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. I do appreciate you, again, getting me here safely, because I know that the brakes on the car are working. Of course, my makeup artist, Lion Lucy, she's always telling me I'm looking good. Well, it's because of you, Lucy. I do appreciate that. Of course, T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. That's a syndicated network that carries and does and makes sure that Auto World is out there throughout all of our affiliates and sounding good. Lugna Lee, our program director and marketing manager, always keeping the wheels tight and the lug nuts tight on this wagon. Absolutely. And, of course, Audi Adam, I want to thank you for out taking care of the affiliates at all times for sure. My customer care expert, of course, I mentioned him before. I want to mention him again. Who cares, Willie? Well, he does care. He really, really does. Now, Jay, our janitor, he's actually the guy making sure that the truck on the Lincoln Continental where all the gifts are staying clean. Thank you, Jay. Loudmouth Jay, we call him around here at the Auto World Greasy Garage. Thank you, folks, for being here with me each and every hour. Drive safe, motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.